Thank you for calling Circus Services. How may I help you?
Yes, I was calling. We were supposed to have someone contact us this morning about, you know, we're supposed to be seeing today or an appointment. And I think we've been calling for the last couple of days. Still, no one has come out. Service call was put in Tuesday. Here we are Saturday. No one still has showed up. So I'm trying to see if you can get more information on this for me.
Yes, sir, I can. Can I just get that home address?
It is 6574 Snowbird Lane. That's in Douglasville, Georgia.
Okay, give me just a moment. Okay, I'm showing that you were supposed to be scheduled for that technician to come out today, but it was unconfirmed, so they didn't put you on route to be scheduled. What I can do is go ahead.
Oh,
you said for what?
Yeah, this is real irritating. I don't know how it was unconfirmed. What do they mean by unconfirmed? Like nobody was able to contact anybody today? Because we've been on the phone, if you look at your records, we've been on the phone calling, blowing their phone up all yesterday. They said someone would be out Saturday morning, and now it's unconfirmed. This is ridiculous.
Yes, sir, I do apologize about that.
So what are the next steps now?
I can go ahead and schedule you for this upcoming Monday, and I'll go ahead and confirm this with you. So you are confirmed for Monday.
Oh, my God. I'm going to try this shit. Oh, my God. Okay. I just want to find another company. I'm going to go ahead and get this confirmed, but meantime, I'm going to contact this warranty company and see if I can talk to some supervisors. This is ridiculous.
Yes, sir. I do apologize about that.
So, can you please confirm that for Monday? And I'm gonna see if this other place is open.
No problem. I did go ahead and get that information updated.
Okay. You guys have we were supposed to be a supervisor supposed to call. We still haven't heard from him. Is there any way we can find out if he even got the email or something they said they were sending him? Because I need to talk to somebody because this is ridiculous. All the way from Tuesday to now Monday.
I can try and message him. Give me just a moment. Okay, I did go ahead and speak with that supervisor that was supposed to give you a call back. He said that he's not in office, but as soon as he gets back in office, then he'll go ahead and reach out to you.
So I guess he wasn't in office all day yesterday when he was supposed to call me, too. Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to call this warranty company. Because this company is not professional at all. Here's my issue. I'm going to just tell you, I know it's not your fault. You don't do anything about it. So we called and paid our $75 for somebody to come out on Tuesday. We kept getting pushed back. We had an appointment Friday. The guy didn't show because he said he got held up at one of his jobs. Okay, understandable. But then nobody called, said nothing. We called Saturday, asked what's going on. They told us, oh, well, we're already booked for today. So we'll have to, I'm sorry, that was Thursday. And then Friday they told us we're already booked. So we'll have to reschedule you for Saturday. I'm not understanding how a company pushes someone back and then tell them we're scheduling you for 2 days later because our schedule is full already. My professionalism, I work and I am a manager of a company that does deliveries. If someone is pushed back, that's your first priority the next day. Not because I have a schedule already set that I'm going to push you back 2 days later. And then you have to confirm this pushback schedule. No one has contacted us, said anything to us, but here we are. We're paying you money, but we got to be the ones to call you and reschedule appointments that you're pushing back. That does not make any damn sense. That's not professional at all. So, yeah, more than likely, yeah, we'll keep that, and I'm going to talk to them, and then I'm going to talk to your boss and see what the hell we can do about it.
Yes, sir.
So this is damn ridiculous and stupid. But thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling Circus Services.
Mm-hmm. Yep.